Well, Davin Marv, in just 2 minutes, let me just dedicate the learning that we're going to do over the next 2 minutes to the memory of Lillian Shapiro, who is the mother-in-law of Arthur Freiman, who I just met a few moments ago, and the mother-in-law of Jeanne Freiman. So her neshama should have an aliyah. Something that always bothered me in the context of the ten makos, of the ten plagues, was what exactly the role of Choshech was. And I want to explore a number of different approaches tonight and tomorrow night to this problem. Let me just articulate the question in these terms. If you look at the other 10 plagues, you know, they're obviously very destructive. To have no water to drink, starting with, you know, the first plague of Dam, is obviously a threat, an existential threat to basic existence. And to have, you know, the bodily harm of lice or boils, or to have firing hailstones coming down and killing everybody who's in the fields, those are obvious plagues, and all the other plagues really fit into a context where you can mark very clear damage, whether it's bodily damage or material damage. And Choshech seems to, you know, you'll pardon the play on words here, seems to pale in comparison, right? I mean, what happens? The Torah says, "Lo ra'ui she'sachiv v'lo kamu ish mitachtav shlosh yamim." According to the simple pshat of the Chumash, it was 3 days of darkness. Okay, so things were dark. Yes, it's true, according to the Midrashic interpretation, it wasn't only 3 days, it was actually 6 days. And the last three of the days, they were unable to move. The darkness, v'yamesh choshech, it actually had mamashas to it. It was thick, it was almost tactile in a certain sense. But nonetheless, one has to wonder, you know, how does choshech stack up to the other plague? Certainly the plague that would come after it in terms of Makas Bechorah. So I just wanted to leave you with a thought, is that perhaps the one consolation that Egyptians could find in terms of the plagues, and this is true from the beginning of the plagues with blood all the way to the plague of the firstborn, is at least they suffered together, right? The Egyptians were really in the same boat. Of course, the Jewish people were not suffering, but all the Egyptians could find some degree of solace in terms of the fact that they were all experiencing the consequences of the plagues together. Nobody had water to drink. Everybody had to deal with the shrieking frogs. Everybody had to deal with lice. Everybody had to deal with boils. But when it comes to darkness, by definition, darkness was deeply isolating. Lo ra'u ish esachiv, lo kamu ish mitachtav shloshes yamim. What it effectively did was put every single Egyptian in solitary confinement, and that must have been terrifying on the psychological level. And indeed, perhaps that's why it's not anticlimactic, but maybe Makas Choshech really is the antecedent to Makas Bechorus, in the sense that it is the first time that an Egyptian couldn't find some degree of succor and sustenance in a fellow Egyptian who was suffering, in terms of that isolation and imposing a kind of solitude, a suffering solitude, on each and every one of the Egyptians. Rabbi Hananiah ben Akasha.